And so today, when we, you know, there's only one chapter in the book of Philemon. This is almost the whole book. And in my prayer in the morning, I always go to the Word of God. And in the last, 30 days, I bet you I've got this verse 6 times in the morning. And I write it down, and I, a couple days later, I'll go back to the Word of God, open it, and it comes back to here. And it always comes back to this part. It says, refresh my heart in Christ. And so in my own prayer, as I've been dealing with God for these various days, first of all, I think it's been the Lord reminding me that I'm just to refresh Him. That every day, instead of giving God grief, which I do sometimes, that I need to refresh His heart. And that means I seek to please Him. But then second, what it's meaning here is He's looking at this community and saying, listen, refresh my heart. What's that mean? Strengthen me, renew my strength. And so if we can sit there and think that this is part of what God wants us to do, is to renew the strength of others, to refresh them. In the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of our struggles, that we can, what happens is we can get focused on ourselves. And isn't this bad? And isn't this a struggle? And boy, if I have to do this, and da da da. And it's part of human nature. But what Paul's saying to us and what God's saying to us is forget about yourself for a while. Refresh others. And what happens is when we focus on refreshing others, we get refreshed ourselves. It's just the way God works. May you know His love today and forever. Amen.